nächste Vortrag befasst sich.
Right, so welcome to this interpretation to link extremism and press freedom, which is going to be about a criminal proceedings against the independent Radio Dreieckland, Radio Triangle Land. And if you've ever been dealing with basic rights and freedoms, you know that there's a lot of fun to be had there. I'm going to introduce David Werdermann to you, who is part of the Gesellschaft für Freiheitsrechte. And have fun with this talk. Right. Hi, from me, this will be about link extremism, which is kind of a pun on left extremism, because left in German is links, but this is link extremism. So this is about links, and I deal with links in a very practical, hands-on way, and I'm always getting quite annoyed if I read online media and cannot then find the primary sources that journalists have used, meaning I have to search for them myself. How do I find this statement by someone to kind of get the full picture of the sources that journalists use? But there are media that do this in a very role model kind of way and link to the sources, so you can actually look it up yourself and get informed yourself. And one of these media is Radio Dreieckland, an independent radio from Freiburg in the southwest of Germany in Baden-Württemberg, the federal state. And they had a report where they linked to the archive to a website called linksunten.indymedia.de, links unten meaning bottom left, but also meaning the southwest. But also meaning leftist. And there were house searches. The procedure was quite long. For us as a Gesellschaft für Freiheitsrechte, it was quite clear that Radio Dreieckland had to be supported. The triangle in Radio Dreieckland refers to the fact that Germany, France and Switzerland are close. And we support procedures like this if they have a fundamental significance. And the state of that website, links unten, isn't finally resolved, so we thought we should support this case against the journalist that reported about it. And about 1 year ago, just under a year ago, we weren't aware of the fact that this file has now more than 2,000 pieces of paper in the files. It went up from the regional court to the higher regional court, and then back to the regional court in Karlsruhe. We raised a constitutional complaint. And the whole thing got so complex. And today I'm going to try and just sketch out the milestones of that proceedings and also look a bit further. What about that website? When is it criminal to report about it? I cannot start with Radio Dreieckland directly because there is a prequel to this, and that is the ban of linksuntenindymedia.org. What was this? It was one of the most important platforms of the radical left in the German-speaking area, and any person was able to publish posts there, and there were various investigative stories, calls to action. All this was published there, and as an, normally you cannot simply ban an internet platform. There is no legal foundation in Germany for just banning a whole website. You can, of course, take steps against particular content, and there was some content that could have been dubious, but there is no way of simply closing down a complete platform. So what did they do? They used a trick and said, we're not going to ban the website, we are going to ban the association that organizes the website and operates it. And banning an association, does one exist? In fact, to ban an association, according to German law, it is enough to recognize it as a kind of collection of people for a certain amount of time. It doesn't have to have the legal structures of an association. But there are certain laws that have to be used
Internetplattformen komplett zu verbieten. Es ging den dem
Interior Ministry of Germany was trying this, was clearly attacking the platform as such, but they used the association law as a means to achieve that end. It was a very dubious course of action. That was in 2017. And the people that received that banning order then took legal recourse and went to the Federal Administrative Court, but they didn't succeed, and their constitutional complaint in 2023 was not accepted for processing. But therefore, there was no comprehensive check whether the course of action was constitutional. They only checked whether the corresponding laws was actually applicable. Was this an association under German law? And in parallel to this banning procedure, there was also a criminal procedure against supposed members of this association. And that was about the formation of a criminal organization. So not just banned, but also criminal, the charge was. And that probably was one of the reasons why these people that operated this platform then hesitated to kind of admit to their involvement, because any kind of statement in that regard in front of the Federal Administrative Court could have been used against them in the criminal proceedings. And therefore, no one really was taking legal action in the name of the association. The ban on that association now is in force, and the platform then was first offline, was not accessible, but a few years later, in early 2020, an archive was put online, and that means that you cannot create a new post there, but you can find everything that was published up to that time, can be accessed, and that is an important documentation. Regarding archives, you think of the civil society's memory, and journalists can use this to find out what was published there earlier. And this archive was then linked to in a report that Radio Dreieckland did about the closing of the criminal investigations. As I said, first the association was banned, the criminal proceeding the criminal investigation was then closed. It was determined that there was not enough evidence to do that. And then that was what Radio Dreieckland reported about. They ran a short report on their website. This is a radio from Freiburg, as I said, where some of the affected people were living. So they reported it in a short section item. This is it, the text of the item, with a somewhat critical tone regarding the ban on the association, as you could expect. And then at the bottom, on the internet, you find Silfeind Links Unten as an archive website. And then there is the acronym of the editor, Fabian Kienert, FK, who wrote this section, this item. Right. The public prosecutor in Karlsruhe, in Baden-Württemberg, now regarded this as a prohibited support of a prohibited association, a banned association, and started criminal proceedings both against the editor, Fabian Kleinert, and against the head of Radio Dreieckland, who they thought was involved surely, because of course he is responsible in the sense of that the state treaty, the media state treaty, and there was a house search both in the private property of Fabian Kleinert and the rooms of Radio Dreieckland, and data was seized, disks were seized. They could prevent this in the case of the office of Radio Dreieckland. Police were actually in that office, as you can see here, but they could just stop the police from taking away the whole digital infrastructure of Radio Dreieckland. And that was done by Fabian Kleinert, the editor, admitting to being the one that published this report, saying that he was the one that had put it on the website. He demonstrated this on his computer, and that made clear that they didn't need the whole infrastructure. They knew who was behind publishing that report. So that could just be prevented. But the discs from Fabian Kniet's private property were taken away and then handed back, but they had been mirrored by the authorities. And on these discs, there was a lot of communication between him and the rest of the team, lots of emails with sources as well, journalistic sources. And police did try to access these data, but they were not very successful. Here's a section from the report of IT Forensics. The volumes have been encrypted using Linux encryption, LUKS. Further details can be found under item 2.2, so encryption helps. As long as you don't use passwords from your immediate area of living, because that is what they tried to enter to decrypt these volumes. We did, of course, take action against these efforts too. They did say in this paper here that they were going to send it in for machine decryption, machine-based decryption. And we as Gesellschaft für Freiheitsrechte worked with Radio Dreieckland and with the lawyers of the accused to take recourse against the search and the seizure. And we went to the Karlsruhe Regional Court. And that's where the complaint was. And that was then kind of overtaken by the public prosecutor, who by themselves raised criminal procedures against Fabian Kniet and against the head, where in the second case that investigation was soon closed. But Fabian Kniet is now supposed to be a left extremist who has to be indicted because he was violating the paragraph for supporting a banned association in the criminal code in Germany. And the regional court then came to a resolution which they argued pretty thoroughly that there is no suspicion, so we're not even going to open the criminal proceedings. And the main arguments are the ones that we put forward, and that is, well, this is a link regarding journalistic reporting. Have you ever heard of press freedom? That is not a criminal kind of support, and it has to be possible to report about association bans in a critical tone. Also, which is quite interesting, the court also doubted that this banned association links unten in die Mitte is actually still existing. To support a banned association, that is only possible if the association still exists. And links unten in die Mitte is basically over. The website doesn't really exist anymore. The only thing that is still around is an archive, and no one knows who's behind that. So the public prosecutor could not put forward any evidence regarding this, and the character is quite different too. So this is the dynamic website that there used to be, where you were able to put posts, and this is the static archive, where you can only have documentation and see what was happening there. I keep showing this archive website. I hope that the public prosecutor is watching. I don't know if they're watching. I came up with all this myself, and my computer is encrypted, so there's no point in seizing it. But I stand up for this. I made this. I came up with this talk myself, so please do not do any health searches for beyond.
So the federal government agrees with that. They also have no information that this banned organization still exists, so that's an answer from the Ministry of the Interior. Onto an inquiry of a member of the Bundestag, they have no evidence that Links Unten in die Mitte as an organization still exists. However, the public prosecutor appealed against this to the Higher Regional Court of Stuttgart, and they had a different opinion on this. They said, well, there is still some kind of suspicion that this organization still exists. Maybe they have to investigate a bit further, but that's enough to continue with the proceedings. This link does somehow support links unten in the media, and that's why it's potentially criminal. So let's have a closer look on why they think that that linking this is a crime. So let's have a closer look at first on the ruling of the Federal Constitutional Court with regard to banned organizations and freedom of speech. This decision was made with regard to the PKK, the Kurdish Workers' Party, which has been outlawed since about 30 years, even though this ban has been questioned with good reasons in the past times. However, the Federal Constitutional Court has ruled that the right to freedom of opinion includes the right to express one's own opinion as effectively as possible. And the solidarity effects associated with advocating the lifting of the ban must be accepted in the interests of freedom of expression, even though this also expresses sympathy for the banned association. So let's have a look on what the Higher Regional Court has thought about this link. First of all, they say, the headline, leftist media work is not criminal, has a tendency and wants to state that what this organization is doing is actually allowed, but this is not what was written in this report. What was written in this report is it's not criminal, but not that it's legal, and there's a difference between not being criminal and being legal. They also criticized the picture. This was they put in the report that was also advertising for the organization or association. Even though there is a critical comment about the picture written below it, it's opened up as a discussion question whether we are all links unten. So if you take this as a support for an association, you would have to do a house search too at the RID, the public so they also took a closer look at the text. They considered to be an expressing of support to the association. So I also share the criticism that association law has been abused to destroy a medium. It's a criticism of a of the ban of an association which is allowed according to the rulings of the Federal Constitutional Courts. And in the text they also add that the Administrative Court of Baden-Württemberg has ruled that a house search at the KTS, the social center where they supposed that the links unten in the media people were meeting, they considered the house search illegal. However, in the end, they said that linking links unten in the media makes it kind of propaganda. So let's have a look on how how the article should have looked according to the opinion of this public prosecutor's office. So don't take graffitis or demonstrations as a picture, but instead take the official order of the association ban. However, you should not put in pictures of the logo of links on the media because they are outlawed too. And of course, you should write that the association is prohibited, so you must not show solidarity and must not question the ban. Of course, you could also rewrite the article and remove the critical tone in it, but make clear that there is no point in criticism of the association ban. Do not look up the archive. Do not inform yourself about this. And to make sure that nobody else is drawn into this, right below it, the name of the responsible person who wrote the article. So that's the opinion of the higher regional court, how press should work in this country. I have a different opinion on this now. Let's have a little excursus on other cases with links. That this is Angela Merkert. That's the first case regarding criminal procedure of links. She linked the Radikal newspaper, a paper of the radical left, and where, for example, instructions to sabotage were published, and she was charged for condoning criminal acts at the Berlin Tiergarten District Court. However, it's quite interesting to read the judgment of the court, because the defendant argued that she already put in the link before the edition where the illegal content was published. She said she put the link in there in before, and then they had a an expert witness at the court who explained that internet contents can be changed without the person posting a link knowing or even participating at any time. So, important ruling of the Berlin Tiergarten Basic Court. Now we know that you can change the internet.
Another case is Alva Freude, whom some of you may know, an internet activist, and these days he works for the Data Protection Commission of the state of Baden-Württemberg, and he had a site online in which he linked to very dubious websites, somewhat tasteless, but also far-right Nazi content, but clearly distanced himself from that. And he did that to point to a problem. And there was a debate at the time about network blocking, which had been ruled, instructed by a court at the time, and he linked to websites that were affected by these bans. So he was the subject of investigation too. And the Higher Region Court of Stuttgart, but a different chamber, ruled that this was actually covered by freedom of speech, and they referred to a section in paragraph 86 of the Criminal Code, and that is about the spreading of propaganda by unconstitutional and terrorist organizations. And the section says that this does not apply if the act of civic education is served civic education, the defense against unconstitutional endeavors, arts and science, research or teaching. And you could say the same about the Reit Dreieckland case, but in the case of them, it wasn't this paragraph that was used to investigate them, but the other paragraph about the support to banned associations. Although it was pointed out in that case that this was actually what the subject matter was about. Now, the Higher Regional Court admitted this case, and it was then clear that the public prosecutor in the case against Radio Dreieckland had to prove that the association still existed. And the association then went completely over the top and instigated house searches against the supposed operators of that archive. Again, they were not very successful because they were not able to decrypt the disks again. You can read this in an item on netzpolitik.org. Again, the prosecutor and police had to hand the media back without having decrypted it. Right, how does it continue? The regional court in Karlsruhe, where this case was then referred back to, was steadfast and said, well, even if there was a suspicion of a certain act, the search was disproportionate, because you know who wrote this item. He admitted it, so you have to delete your copies. And then the public prosecutor went really angry. Again, they took legal recourse and even said that the judges involved were partial. And of course, the judges were not amused, and the case was quite quickly dismissed. Attempt by the prosecutors to reject those judges was dismissed, and they still assume that there are some dangerous left extremists at work. And again, back to the higher regional court, they decided that the search was legal and the materials can be evaluated because, well, maybe he admitted it, but there were even radio interviews where the editor, Fabian Kienert, confesses to having written this, but the prosecutor insists on accessing that data, and you have to consider these are masses of data. And we hope that they will never be able to break that encryption, but it would be a massive intrusion into the protection for journalists' sources and press freedom. So we raised a constitutional complaint in this case, and we may actually seek an urgent decision, an injunction from that court. The case is now back in Karlsruhe, both at the regional court and also at the federal constitutional court, which happens to be in Karlsruhe as well. And around this next summer, there'll probably be the case will actually be put in front of the court. The main hearing will take place. Right. The whole procedure, of course, very, very complex. Various legal steps. Rejection of the judges. So we urgently need donations. The radio urgently needs donations. You can support them. Here is the account number. Use the keyword Pressefreiheit, press freedom, if you want to donate money through that account. And we, as Gesellschaft für Freiheitsrechte, will not receive any of this, but we are based on donations as well. We do a lot of strategic litigation, particularly in the area of press freedom. For example, the eavesdropping on the press mobile phone of the last generation. We support Arne Semsrott in his case, where he published certain decisions in the case on Radio Dreieckland and then became the target of investigations himself, but also platform regulation, anti-discrimination. And we're always happy to for supporters and supporting members. You can use this form and meet us at the Bits und Bäume Habitat. And we will be happy to answer questions there. And otherwise, I'll be happy for your questions and willing to answer them.
So, thanks a lot, David. You're nearly falling. So, questions may be asked. We have four microphones. Please stand there if you have any question. I also see the hand of, already saw the hand of the signal angel. So we have a question from the internet. Yeah, from the internet we have the question whether we know the motivation of the public prosecutor's office to push this case so strongly, unusually strongly. I don't know. I know that the that there is a policeman with the State Protection Office in Freiburg who is very active in investigating into the radical left-wing scene. I think with other media they wouldn't have done this, obviously. Other media also put links. That's nothing what only Radio Dreieckland did. But they think a left-wing independent radio, that's where we need to step in and do something. And I also also think that, of course, this has a political background.
Okay. Mikrofon 1.
Hi. Yesterday, I listened to Anna Semsrott, and I heard that sometimes you need a printing press to get press to profit from press law. Does it apply for radio too? You're talking about the case of the Berlin administrative court, where they said that Frag den Staat cannot use the freedom of press. I think that's bullshit. Also, the federal administrative and federal constitutional courts see this differently. They all think that also digital press is press too. So I'm very certain that this won't become a problem in our case. But there has never been a long reason officially given why this is press. So if you consider this in light of the Constitution, then I think this is protected by the freedom of press. Are there any further questions by the Signal Angel? No. Then microphone 1 again. Thanks again. Are there any other cases or judgments where you had rulings against putting in links? I'm thinking about the content industry with different contents, of course. Has there been such cases? Yes, there are, but they are not in criminal law, but rather in civil law, when you have persons linking to insulting content, for example, or to content violating copyright law, but there is no one single answer to this. Statement crimes or crimes of spreading something, but also in the latter case, you're not immediately liable if you're linking to a page where someone else has committed a violation of copyright law. So you have to take a closer look on what's the motivation of the person, how easy would it have been to find this copyright violation without the link. There's a lot of movement currently, but there's really little concerning criminal liability. So, microphone 2 next. There are more and more restrictions, for example, the Centrum of Political Beauty or the Last Generation, because they consider them to be try to mark them as criminal terrorist organizations. And then you also have risks for supporters to also be prosecuted. Do you have any suggestions on how to prepare for this or whether it's a danger at all? So it's a known problem with paragraph section 129 of the criminal code, which is very, very soft section. That's about forming criminal organizations, and it can be interpreted in many ways. You see it with the Last Generations, who do nothing but gluing themselves onto the street, but now the state is unpacking this section, forming a criminal organization. But first of all, they're using this section to investigate against them. Of course, you should. So, how to protect yourself against this? Of course, encrypt your data, communicate encrypted, prepare for house search. There are instructions of other organizations about this. So, but there is never a 100% protection against all of this. So as a supporter, maybe one should leave cash directly on the Congress instead of leaving data somewhere. Question from the internet. Should one expect that all this construction of organization will be rolled up again. That's difficult because within the criminal proceedings, they are not checking whether the association ban was legal. They are saying it's enforced now and that's it. So one should not expect that the entire case will be rechecked with regard to the association ban. So if we assume for a moment that what the state prosecutor's office is doing against Radio Dreieckland will stay in force. And I remember that with Netzpolitik.org or the they had a picture where the public prosecutor's office also linked to this archive, for example. And is there legal grounds for the public prosecutor's office to do something that they don't allow others to? Well, there is no special law allowing this, but of course, one should look at the context where the link it's being posted in. With Radio Dreieckland, they say it's propaganda, saying that there is critical undertone, while the public prosecutor's office does not have this undertone, obviously, when they are reporting about this proceeding. So, of course, they will not investigate against their own press departments, but there is no own law that the state prosecutor may do this.
Okay, microphone one. Hello. The way I understood is this, that there was this search and the threat of the data being read out, and that the only background for this was the fact that this person was the author of that report, which was never really disputed. And that, of course, if you expect journalists' data to be on that volume, that is a severe attack on press freedom. So is there any kind of support next to you as an association by the German media, such as mainstream media that have very different financial resources and could raise this topic as it might affect all of them? Well, in fact, originally it was about finding who the author was, who that journalist was, but the public prosecutor now really does want to use the data for other purposes. They want to know who is behind the archive of Links Unten. There is no evidence in any way that Fabian Kindert had any contact to these people. He simply used publicly available sources, as you can see from the article. And it would be very dubious if those data were read out in order to find journalist sources, which of course would also be unlawful under press freedom rules. But they do want to read this data for other purposes now. And again, I think that this violates press freedom, those ambitions. And that doesn't just affect Radio Dreieckland, of course. It affects all of the internet press. Everyone who publishes on the internet has to worry what they should link to and what they should not link to. And of course, we would be happy if other journalists or other journalist associations or other media would get active. And that has happened to some extent, but we would like this to be more widespread. But financial support, does that exist by journalist associations? Not that I know of, no.
Okay.
All right. I'll now check the Signal Angels again. No more questions from them. There is one small question. Couldn't the public prosecutor be indicted for being biased, partial? Good question. Of course, there are rules on that as well, surely, regarding the exclusion of a certain prosecutor from a case. We could think about this, and we had actually been wondering, but there is not much promise of succeeding that way. Now, in any way, these rejections of someone for being partial are normally rejected, thrown out. Normally, these applications are put in to have a reason for taking legal recourse later on. Public prosecutors very, very rarely do this, though. It's normally the defendant's lawyers that do this. And it really seems that the public prosecutor was annoyed, and we'll have to take this with us. Okay, do you have another question from the internet? No, but the internet says hi to everyone on site. All right, then David has already said Bits und Bäume is where you can find him after the talk. Don't ask me, I keep getting confused unless I take a certain escalator, I'll get directly there. Thank you very much, David, for this very interesting talk. Give him an applause.